The revered pieces of art were painted in 2010 by the famous British graffiti artist known as Banksy. Those two paintings and several others were found in Old Town Park City around the time Banksy was in town for the Sundance Film Festival and the screening of the Banksy documentary Exit Through the Gift Shop. And on last New Year's Eve, the suspect, 35-year-old David William Knoll, defaced one painting and damaged another. Summit County Attorney David Bricky says the suspect, whose last residence was listed as Modesto, California, is purportedly being held somewhere in Los Angeles. Bricky says the arrest warrant was filed April 8th with the expectation that upon his release in Los Angeles, Knoll will be extradited to Park City to be formally charged.
Because we believe he's in California being held in a facility. We don't know if it's a jail facility or just what kind of holding facility it is, but we don't want him getting out of that facility without coming first back to Utah to face these allegations.
Knoll has been accused of similar charges of vandalism of Banksy murals in Los Angeles. YouTube videos of Knoll implicate him on both the Park City and the Los Angeles cases.
I'm told that it's only been an accusation. There's been no admissions in California either. So that's why the other thought was, if we wait, we don't know what California is likely to do. If they'll dismiss theirs and he walks out of there a free person, we want to make sure that we have him held accountable here. I don't know how long it's going to take to get matters resolved in California.
Here in Utah, Knoll will be charged with a second-degree felony, which applies to the destruction of property valued at over $5,000.
In Utah, anything over $5,000 in value that's destroyed. If you take a painting in this case and its value is greater than $5,000 or the repair is greater than $5,000, in this case I think it's kind of a combination of both, it's going to push it well over $5,000, and we are allowed to justifiably ask for that second-degree felony offense level.
That's Summit County Attorney David Bricky. The owners of the building at 537 Main Street paid for the restoration of the painting to the tune of some $8,400 and replaced the glass that was protecting the painting for $800. The other painting, more visible on the side of Javacow, was not damaged. Only the bulletproof glass that was protecting it was shattered. It is, however, currently still intact. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.